the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger? The wonderfully titled Bread and Jam, an instrumental by Jack Miranda and his Meanderers from 1935. Parlophone asked six musicians to each submit a new tune to them for a limited series which the company called the British Artists Rhythm Style Series. And Jack Miranda recorded the first to be released in the series with his band, and it was wonderfully titled Bread and Jam.
Thank you.
British cinema band leader Alfred Van Damme, and probably featuring musicians from the pit of the Trocadero Cinema, located at the Elephant and Castle in London. Mr. Van Damme was a highly sought-after band leader, appearing a lot on the BBC throughout the 1930s, but sadly it meant that he rarely had time to go into the studio to record. However, alongside his BBC work, he led an orchestra which toured the Gaumont British chain of cinemas, and as that suggests, it's across the country.
Was mine. Now in that same old caress, humbly I confess, it's a thing divine. Although I said that we were through, I know I'm still in love with you. I find your love more beautiful than ever.
Watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get acquainted. So make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you smile. Bye.
Percival McKee and his Kit Kat band, Smile, Darn You Smile. Mr. McKee enjoyed a recording career which spanned almost 20 years, many under his own name, but also as the Riviera Club, as well as the one we've just heard, the Kit Kat Club. Charles Penrose was the vocalist on that recording, and when Roy Noble left the HMV House Band, which was the new Mayfair Orchestra, it was Percival McKee who replaced him as director.
Nothing but dreams. Thank you.
Alec Moore presents Mantovani's Orchestra for Dancing, grandly claims the label. And who are we to argue? Drummer Charles Fetcher played vibraphone on that recording.
What a beautiful girl you'll find. What a wonderful face is the face that they place on a chocolate box. On a chocolate box, on a chocolate box, all the ladies have wondrous hair. What a wonderful tint are the pearls they print on a chocolate box. Those eyes are blue, or eyes such as you would only see in your dreams. And what a smile that beams all the while, as sweet as chocolate cream. On a chocolate box, on a chocolate box, are the prettiest ruby lips. Could they only be kissed, but they only exist on a chocolate box.
Little song from Jan Raffini and his band, and vocalist Tom Barrett was describing what was on a chocolate box at the beginning of 1932.
You speak, and the angels sing. sin? Or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming, through it all your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave the music ringing in my heart.
The career of Denny Dennis falls into what is known as the golden age of British dance bands, and Denny sang for several bands including Jack Jackson, Jack Hilton, Roy Fox, Sid Phillips, the Skyrockets, the Squadronaires, and as we've just heard, with Ambrose and his orchestra. Now let's have a dance with Mr. Billy Cotton.
We'll dance again to the tender refrain of the twilight waltz. It will be divine with your lips close to mine in the twilight waltz. Lights are low while it's playing, aglow as we're swaying, and we'll know the bliss of a sweet stolen kiss in the twilight waltz. Thank you.
versatile vocalist Cyril Grantham worked with Gerardo for many years, as well as recording with many of the big band names of the dance band era. Cyril also ran his own post-war group at the Dorchester Hotel. A new test pressing by the Filmophone House Band, recording as the New Cumberland Dance Orchestra from 1932. This is called You Call It Madness, But I Call It Love.
I call it love. You made a promise to be faithful by all the stars above. And now you call it madness, but I still call it love. My heart is beating, it keeps repeating for you constantly. You're all I'm needing, and so I'm pleading, please come back to me. You made a plaything out of romance. What do you know of love? That's why you call it madness, but I still call it love.
But now my bluebird's nest as a blackbird's breast, and so my bluebird sang in the blues. I was the dumb one, love was blind, or maybe I should blame it on the moon. A certain someone changed his mind, and my bluebird changed his tune. And now my blue skies seem to be gray, and I have packed away my dancing shoes, because my big romance was a song and dance. That's why my bluebirds sing in the blues.
Well, I guess it's safe to say that that's one of Tiddle's favourite singers. It was Phyllis Robbins with the Madame Tussauds Dance Orchestra under the directorship of Stanley Barnett.
Loudly, the guards were marching proudly, the band played a regimental tune. And then came such an eyeful, a guardsman dropped his rifle, he left the ranks and then began to fool. With a hidey hidey ho began the crazy show. The captain started dancing, the colonel's horse was prancing, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The band played red hot rhythm, they knew the stuff to give them, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The bugler got excited, he started in to blow. The troops joined in the chorus with the
hidey hidey ho.
It seemed the blinking army went absolutely balmy when the guardsman started crooning on parade.
I love you, Sergeant Major. I love your eyes of blue. Without you, Sergeant Major, whatever should I do? When ends the brains of dawning, the bugle starts to play, you wish us all good morning and chase our cares away.
Attention, Private Crosby! Don't you know you're on parade?
Please, Sergeant Major, don't be so angry with me.
The captain started dancing, the colonel's horse was prancing, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. The major looked so happy, he roared, let's make it snappy, when the guardsman started crooning on parade. That military Crosby kept crooning sweet and low, until the sergeant major shouted, what the so-and-so? He coughed and then went balmy, he shocked the blinking army, when the guardsman started crooning on parade.
Thank you.
Arranged by Burton Gillis and with George Eric and Dan Donovan sharing the vocals, that was When the Guardsman Starts Crooning on Parade. It was recorded in London on the 13th of November 1935. Let's see. Let's have an instrumental next. How about this one from Spike Hughes? It's called Pastoral.
Members of the family that likes to live and laugh. The whole hog it has got to be, we don't do things by half.
We always try to make things bright, our motto is good cheer. And any time of day or night, this sort of thing you'll hear.
Come along and see us at our little flat, happiness is what we want to make. Wipe your little tootsies on the front door mat and cut yourself a little piece of cake.
Come along and have a cup of tea with us, anything you want you simply take. You'll be quite at home, we never make a fuss, so cut yourself a little piece of cake. Ma likes a little bit, Pa likes a little bit, kids like a little bit too. I like a little bit, you like a little bit, we all like a little bit, we do, do, do.
We'll be full of jollity and real good cheer, and we want to give you all a break.
Hang your hat and coat upon the chandelier and cut yourself a little piece of cake.
Come along and see us at our little flat, happiness is what we want to make.
Leave a little pattern on the front door mat
and cut yourself a little piece of cake.
Now come along and have a little drink with us. Anything you want, you simply take. There's another gallon coming on the local bus, so cut yourself a little piece of cake. Ma likes a little drink, Pa likes a little drink, the kids like a little drink too. I like a little drink, you like a little drink, we all like a little drink, we do, do, do. You'll be full of jollity and real good beer, think of all the things that you can break. And when you've finished fighting, hand me back my ear and cut yourself a little piece of cake.
I look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. And I am proud that I have you right by my side. But I'd be satisfied to lend you to the people to be seen. You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, how beautiful you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation, with wealth and fame your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. Say you ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Leslie Douglas was also a band leader in his own right, and as we've just heard, he also recorded separately as a vocalist. You Ought to Be in Pictures was recorded at the Kit Kat Club in London in the April of 1934, and it was with the BBC Dance Orchestra.
Banking on the weather, hope it doesn't rain. Banking on the weather, to'll bring us together again. Banking on the moonlight, and the little stars. I know that banks may come, banks may go, but there's no bank like ours, banking on a love nest beside the waters blue, banking on the interest I always get from you, banking on your kisses, in a lover's lane, banking on the weather to bring us together again.
Tells us that that was the Masqueraders. However, it was actually the Savoy Orphéens masquerading as the Masqueraders. I'm sad to say that this will be the last time that we'll be by the fireside together for a while, but fear not, we will be back next week when we will be moving music onto the patio. Yes, it's a new programme. Same format, it's got the 1930s British dance bands in it. And yes, and he's going to be with me as well. So both Tiddles and I look forward to meeting up with you same time, same day, same radio station, and just a different, slightly different programme. Till then, dear friends. that was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.